This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Purzel. Since it kicked off last fall, the tree planting campaign Taking Root has accounted for thousands of new trees planted in our area. The goal is to have 2 million new trees planted in the greater Cincinnati region by 2020. An update on that effort coming up later, along with your questions about the trees in your yard. But to begin with, you'll hear about the 4th Annual Plant Trials Day at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden. Here to provide a preview of the event, which takes place at the zoo this Thursday, August 28th, are Steve Foltz, the Director of Horticulture at the Cincinnati Zoo, and Zoo Horticulturalist Scott Buerlein. Welcome back to Cincinnati Edition, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I always like to start by reminding folks that, we always say Cincinnati Zoo, but it is the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden, and it's more than just the animals. There's really a lot going on with the plants. So talk about how the Botanical Garden is part of the zoo, and I guess I'll kick it your way, Steve, since you're the man in charge.
There you go. Well, the Cincinnati Zoo, they're actually the Cincinnati Botanical Garden and Zoo, is really a special place in Cincinnati. We've done a lot of work over the last 10-20 years to really make the botanical side of the zoo special. And when the zoo started back in 1875, the zoo was meant to be an experimental garden and a beautiful place to observe plants and experiment with plants. And really, that was the kickoff of it being a botanical garden. And so in the last 10-20 years, we've really put the focus back on making the botanical garden more relevant.
I know a lot of people are focused on the animals when they go to the zoo there, Scott, but I know I'm one who has my eye wander and to look at all the plants there, and there's quite a collection.
Well, it's kind of funny because I'm not a horticulturist by education.
Yes.
I came to it my own way later in life, and there were many years, and I'm new to the zoo. I've only worked there for 4 years. So there were times when I'm out there passionately trying to learn about horticulture, and the zoo would be one of the places on my list of places to go. I was there probably every other week or so, my nose down, going from plant label to plant label, trying to learn what I could. and all of a sudden I'd look up and there'd be a rhino and I'd be startled, oh, that's right. I'm at a zoo. But we like to call it the Cincinnati Botanical Garden and Zoo for a reason. We do have more plants than animals, by the way.
And more tulips and daffodils in the spring. I know
that's right.
when it really blossoms there in the spring is when people really notice that it's a botanical garden too.
Right.
Well, I want to ask about Plant Trials Day. I joked, I think, last year when we were discussing this, this isn't putting your begonia on trial up there in the docket or anything like that. Explain what a plant trials actually is there, Steve.
Well, at the zoo, we started about in 2002, we decided that, A, we needed a lot more color at the zoo, and B, we decided instead of just planting annuals for color, let's plant many different types of annuals. And that way we could look and see which ones were the best for Cincinnati and which cultivars and which varieties, stood our Cincinnati heat and our hot and humid weathers and our droughts. And so we started putting in a plant trials program. And from that, our annual trials program, we have over 250 varieties of annuals that we test out for many different companies all over the country. And the Cincinnati Flower Growers, which is a group of probably 45 of your local garden centers, greenhouse growers, they're involved in it as well. So basically, we're the hub, and we put in probably close to 40 to 50,000 annuals each year. And then from that, we just say, okay, which ones were most colorful, easiest to take care of, high impact, and actually lasted from the time you planted them until, say October.
Yeah.
And that was the goal, which ones were the best. And then from that started saying, well, okay, we need to get this information out more. And when Scott joined us, we started talking about coming up with a plant trials day where we could really literally share that with the public and with the community, with the horticulturists, landscape architects, master gardeners, and use that day for the kickoff of releasing this information. And then not only annuals, but perennials and shrubs and trees and bamboo and all of a sudden there's all these opportunities. And again, not just what's at the zoo, but let's bring in some speakers from, you know, really well-known horticulturists from around the country to really share this information with people.
And quite a party it has become in those 4 years, too. Steve Foltz, the Director of Horticulture at the Cincinnati Botanical Garden and Zoo, talking about Plant Trials Day coming up on Thursday. Scott Buerlein, a horticulturalist with the zoo here in the studio at Cincinnati Edition as well. If you have a question about the plant trials, you're welcome to call us at 513-419-7100 or email us talk@wvxu.org, or check in on Facebook or Twitter. And I want to ask about the plant trials, Scott. Now, are these planted throughout the zoo? Or I think I was reading somewhere where there's some people who do trials that are basically they take a field and they have rows and rows that are different plants. How does the zoo do it?
Well, we do it completely different from everybody else. Most places do it with the blocks of annuals and rows. And that's very educational if you're an academic or a grower, but it doesn't mean a whole lot to the public. We're fortunate that we have great beds, and we need to make them look pretty. And so we, Kira and Steve, do a lot of the design, and they put these out there in attractive ways in the right locations. If a plant needs shade, it gets shade. If it needs sun, it gets sun. So, you know, the benefit of that is our 1.5 million visitors get to walk in and see how to use these plants and pick out their favorites and see where they grow best and what they will do over the course of a summer. It's really, I think, a great way to do this.
I wanted to ask, because I know from my vegetable garden that the weather has been a bit funky the last couple of seasons, and last year I hardly got any tomatoes at all. This year, I have plenty of green tomatoes on the vine, but not too many ripening, and I know it's the nature of our summer weather, you know, and until today where it's, you know, feels like 100 degrees outside. It's really been a cool summer. How do you take that into account when you're doing plant trials?
Well, it's interesting because a lot of people, you know, blame the weather for everything. Oh, not enough rain, too much rain, not enough heat. And well, really for the plant trials, we've noticed we don't not only trial new varieties each year, but we also carry over plants that we've trialed in the past 10 years. And when we have the cool summer, cool wet weather, we get a list of the best. And then when we have the hot 95 degree, we have the best. And you'd be surprised how much they're the same.
Yeah.
And so really the cream rises to the top, no matter what the weather really is.
Well, I wasn't blaming all the weather, but it has made me realize that when it comes to plants and trees, that really you have to have that long look at things rather than just saying, right now it's not working. You know, why is it not working right now? But overall, you know, just wait. Next year, it'll be better.
That's right.
Or hopefully it will. So what's happening at Plant Trials Day? This is an all-day symposium. Begins at 8 o'clock in the morning at the zoo. If someone is interested in Plant Trials Day, what will they encounter?
Really a great list of speakers. It's basically a symposium. It's a little confusing because we call it Plant Trials Day. We should call it Great Plants Symposium or something. But we have, you know, Susie Raker coming down from Raker Greenhouses up in Michigan. They grow a million, you know, annuals every year. And they're actually one of
the... And that's not an exaggeration.
It's probably an understatement. And they're actually one of the places that does the outdoor traditional trials. And they have basically 10 acres out there of little blocks of annuals planted in blocks of about 100 plants each. So almost any annual that you could ever want to find is out there on the grounds. And it's a great place to go through and try and see how things compare one to another, the different varieties and so forth. And she's going to come down and talk about the results of what they've learned over many years of doing this. So that's, first of all, worth the price of admission. You know,
yes.
If that weren't enough, Richard Hawkey's coming down from Chicago Botanical Gardens, and they do an outstanding perennial trials, maybe one of the best in the world. And he's the director of that program. So he's coming down doing two talks for us about that program and about some of the most proven perennials. So you could learn right away, you know, which perennials you could pretty much count on not only doing well in your garden, but looking great. And I'll let Steve talk about Roy Clem.
Well, Roy Clem is probably one of the most famous horticulturists in Chicago. He specializes in peonies. He's a peony breeder. When Martha Stewart had peonies on her show in New York, well, he's the one she flew into New York to talk about peonies. But not only peonies, he has a large tree farm where he grows shade trees for the anyone in the country, all the way up to 5-6 inch caliper, 20-foot shade trees, down to small vines and perennials. He has a mail order catalog called Song Sparrow Nursery up in Wisconsin as well, and he is by far one of the best plantsmen that I've ever met, and one of the nicest people you'd ever meet. And he's just so gracious, and he's going to talk about his mentors in horticulture, which, I look at him, and he's our mentor. And so he brings just such a grace to horticulture. That I met him about 21 years ago when my first child was born. I had to show he and his wife around the zoo the next morning. So after spending all night in the hospital, they said, "Oh, you don't have to do that, Steve." And I'm like, "But it's Roy Clem." So he's just a wonderful person.
And, well, you're going to be providing a couple of talks too. Scott mentioned how you and who was it?
Kira.
Do a lot of design, and that's one of the talks you'll be giving, and also sharing what the best of the zoo, did I say?
Right. And again, in that same tradition that we've talked about with our previous speakers, our job at the zoo, since we're so public, is to take all these super fantastic trial places and kind of condense all their information to the very best, and then bring that here into Cincinnati and then trial it and see how it does for us. That way we can provide to the local gardening community the very best of each category of plant. And that's kind of what we're trying to bring out here.
Well, a lot of conversation that will be going on, but this is an all-day affair. What other kind of activities are happening during Plant Trials Day?
We have one other speaker, Bill Hendricks, one of the top speakers in the state of Ohio. I mean, he's just fantastic. Apart from that, we'll have a silent auction with some really cool plants. I mean, Roy Clem has sent some things down for us that are beyond description. I won't bore everybody with it, but if you're a plant nerd, come to the silent auction. And then, unlike previous years, we've built in more time during lunch so people can get out on the zoo grounds and have a walk around and look at some of what we're talking about. I've gotten very few complaints about Plant Trials Day in the past, but that's one I keep turning up is let us get outside a little bit. Yeah. So we're doing that.
Go out and be able to see them. So, well, I have to ask before we wrap this up, as you're doing these plant trials, we hear about the best and what does the best, but have there been any spectacular failures that you run into in the trials?
I don't like talking about failures.
It's either the rabbits. We have our excuses, too. The rabbits, the peacocks, someone stepped on it.
Seven-year-olds. Lots of seven-year-olds.
Well, Plant Trials Day, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursday at the Cincinnati Botanical Garden and Zoo. Registration, though, you have to pre-register, and that closes, what, Monday?
Monday, yeah, and we're close to selling out, so if you really want to go, jump on it now.
You'll find a link to sign up for Plant Trials Day at our website, wvxu.org, and more about that. And we'll be going from the plants, those annuals and perennials and bushes and the like, to trees to talk about the Taking Root campaign in just a moment. Again, Plant Trials Day this Thursday, August 28th. Registration ends on Monday. Sign up now if you want. So from plant trials to the effort to plant 2 million trees in the tri-state by 2020, an update on Taking Root when Cincinnati Edition continues after a break on 91.7 WVXU.